As you heard this morning, probably several times, an oil and gas lease is a couple of things. It is a contract, and it is also a conveyance, but it is a conditional conveyance, and there are all these conditions which can cause it to perpetuate, or the failure of which can cause it to terminate. And the greatest of those is production in paying quantities. But there are clauses in the oil and gas lease that act as substitutes for that production in paying quantities, of which you need to be aware, because they are equally important if the circumstances justify. For example, we are an industry that tends to procrastinate for a lot of reasons. We don't commence drilling a well on a 5-year lease term a lot of times until we're 58 months into the project and suddenly wake up and realize that our leases are about to expire. And therefore, sometimes production is not achieved in the primary term, but in a last-ditch effort to save the lease, drilling operations are commenced. Well, there's a clause for that. And the clause for that is called the operations clause. And the operations clause provides that if at the end of the lease term you don't have production, but you are conducting at that time drilling operations,